From Wampaa, New York, it's time for LCUT, The Next Step. LCUT, The Next Step. A new age, new beginning. A new realization of the reality of life. A new way to perceive, conceive, embrace, and reject. A way to expel and at the same time swallow whole life as it is intended to be lived. LCUT, The Next Step. Thank you very much. That is Overlord Muncie Wilson. Always appreciative, Overlord Muncie. And we are looking forward, and I say we, I mean myself in the corpulent we, that is I and me, and the we that we are, that is Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Shuggy and Hoogie, as Hoogie, Shuggy, and I begin to blend, meld, and become one with the dirt on a tool shed floor.
Yeah.
This is LCUT. The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed LCUT, and you're hearing some faint crackling, which I believe is the result of a bad contacts on this slider pot, Mr. Dickman.
How do you know? You're not even...
I think I'm more of an engineer than you are. There are dirty contacts in this slide pot, and that's why we're hearing... You hear that little...
I thought...
Would you please leave and bring in Bob Tanamount? Bob Tanamount is not a member of LCUT, but he is our engineer. Of course, Jerry Boutonniere is here, also a non-member, but has been supportive of LCUT and the efforts of this program for many years. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Here comes Bob now. Come on in, Bob.
It looks to me like it's probably something... Oh, man.
What's the problem?
Something I drank, I don't know. Yeah, oh, man.
What's the matter?
I had a couple of shots of tequila.
Well, are you able to work on this, or are you not?
Right now, I can't.
All right, thank you very much. The overlords are now looking unfavorably. Hello, overlords, and a very pleasant good evening to you. I think I see Overlord... Yes, I see Overlord Wilson Brown. There is Overlord Peanuts Bagaffy. And we're also looking at Overlord Lefty Swin. All of you say what? All say what? Go ahead. We will...
God damn it, man. I did ask you to do that. Huh? I did ask you to do that. Well, we're a little over a month away from my being elevated as an overlord, and what do these monkeys do? They go ahead and they elevate. I know I call you monkey, but oh, give me a break. You know, I'm have to invoke, but I'll call that everyone who is going to be an overlord,
we are accorded what is called the sweet spot. That is a long passage in which we can express ourselves to the overlords without fear of being leveling, of being level. See, I just misspoke, so I guess.
Yeah, see, God damn it. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, I said I don't give a fuck. I shouldn't have said that. I want to tell you something. I'm going to invoke Rule 6. That's Rule 6.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to invoke Rule 6. Which is, I just pulled in from Texas.
I just got in from Texas, babe. You didn't even know I was around, girl.
Now that is the invocation, and that is the proclamation of I just pulled in from Texas. That is, I am invoking Slob, and I am elevating myself to the level Slob, which is much higher than a priesterly, but way, way lower than an overlord. I invoke Slob in the name of Elkar. However, in keeping with the testament of Hefner LCUT and the five noble procedures, I will not get leveled for the following statement. You punks, when I become overlord,
get it off your chest, Ed. You've got exactly 30 seconds.
You punks think you can level me. You know, it doesn't make any difference.
It does, Ed. It's...
This concludes I just pulled in from Texas.
I just got in from Texas, babe. You
worry about it. I know what I'm doing. I just invoked. I just pulled in from Texas, which means I am covered by the slob, which allows me to make that statement.
Yes, but you didn't go all the way.
That is none of your concern, Jerry. I didn't go all the way because I realize I will be elevated on August 1st, and I don't want the slob to color what is a meaningful transition. That is the pathway to success and succulence. Elcott, the next step, with Dr. Ed Elcott from the Redeemery in Wampaw, New York. What I'm about to experience, which is the elevation to Overlord, comes in stages. One is a full rejection of Elcott, the next step, which comes in many different forms, one of which was I just pulled in from Texas, you just heard it, as I lay waste to that which the Overlords see as sacrosanct. Another way is to have continuous melding, mebuling, and a continuous succulent with one's chosen, in this case, Overlord Shuggy or Hoogie, Gloria Grover. Continuous, nonstop dirt floor. That goes on for 4 days, while dancing and cooking goes on outside the tool shed. As the couple combines and makes their blend and succulents evident to all, as they immerse themselves in the tool shed outside, there is dancing, the roasting of a pig. I just got emotional, I'm sorry.
What a pussy!
Jerry, you keep your trap shut. How dare you say that? Only
God damn it, Jerry, you're not allowed to say that. Call me a pussy.
What a pussy!
Jerry, get out of here.
What? Get out of here, Jerry, now. How dare you call me that? That is an illegitimate. When one refers to an Elcottian priestly as a P-U-S-S-I-E or Y, you have now done illegitimate. You should be banished, banned, and buoyed. That is B-U-O-Y-E-D, thrown into a river, but tossed a lifesaver. Why? I don't have any idea. Overlords, I'm simply talking about Jerry.
Oh, yeah, right. You not allowed me to do it? You not allowed me to do it? Okay. The Overlords are going to deserve the right to
talk about Jerry in their own way. This is Elcott, the next step. And as we, again, celebrate the blending, the migration, as well as El Succulente, accompanying my elevation to Overlord status, Gloria and I will combine and blend in a non-stop dirt floor reunion. Outside of our tool shed, we'll be dancing, singing, the roasting of a pig, many garlands of roses and flowers laid around the necks of our wonderful overlords and the novitiates and initiates, ice skating, and I'm told even a game of charades or two. It's all happening August 1st, 2024, at the Wampaw Redeemery, Wampaw, New York. Dr. Ed Elcott, elevated to Overlord status. Be there! What? Fuck him.
The Overlords heard that. You just said, fuck, shook, you know, Overlord Muncie.
Well, what do you mean they overheard it?